But it's a blessing every single Friday at 9:10 for us to call up our Hank FM Hats Off to Hero of the Week. Brought to you by Firefighters Finest Moving and Storage. And I have a phone number. I have a nomination. We're going to try to call somebody right here.
Hello.
KB and Marley here. Good morning, Solomon Aragon.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are good. Boy, you are up. You are awake. You're ready.
You know, I was up and already at 7:15 at work just to try getting a head start on the day.
Very good. You also evidently are using that caller ID because you know it's us at Hank FM. And you, Solomon Aragon of Fort Worth, Texas, you were nominated to be our Hank FM Hats Off Hero of the Week. And our hat goes off to you right now. Congrats!
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And just looking over this entry, Solomon, it's pretty easy to tell why you were nominated. You were right there at an always very special, important place. But with everything added onto it right now, at a very intense time, right there at a retirement community in North Richland Hills.
Yes, sir. I'm actually the business director for the Good Place Assisted Living over here in North Richland Hills, like you said. And pretty much we are the gatekeepers to everyone that comes in from the outside and anything that's trying to come in from the outside. We welcome and, you know, are the binding between the family and their loved ones on the inside.
And, you know, I hate to sound like a commercial, but in this challenging time, I mean, it's extraordinary, certainly, with so many retirement communities really becoming a flashpoint, ground zero during the outbreak. It's a bit of a different ball game now, I can imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, the CDC guidelines have been a great, you know, use for all of us within the communities, not just ours. And the best thing that we can actually, that supports us is the community itself. And with just mask wearing, it is the most susceptible, you know, group of people out there in the nation, and so our seniors that we need to take care of. So they've taken care of us over the years, so we need to do that much for them as well.
Now, what has changed a little bit? I mean, I guess you're taking temperatures as people enter in.
Absolutely. We're doing, you know, of course. Unfortunately, at this point in time, you know, families are we're still doing the extra precautions. We're doing the temperature screenings. We're asking, you know, where people have been. Right now, it's medical visits only.
Yeah, but you have found a way for families still to be able to connect. This is awesome. Tell everybody.
You know, there are ways to get family involved.
Sure.
Right now we're doing a chat glass. We've turned our salon, which we cannot use at this point in time, into a visual walk-up window. And they can communicate with the families right there through the glass. And one of our family members, I'll be honest with you, they're actually their son. Put together a little patio out there for us with their cobblestones they bought for our community, which was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Everyone's just really come together for, you know, for all of our seniors, and it's great.
Hats off, and I'll even put an extra one on so I can take it off twice for you, my friend. So, like I said, man, you have an infectious spirit, you can tell. You smile when you talk, and we can hear it. Fantastic, Solomon. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Obviously, it's greatly affecting your community, and you and your staff have risen above there. So, hats off to Solomon Aragon from Hank FM.
Well, thank you so much, and it's really the heroes are everyone else out there in the community, as well as all my coworkers.
Thanks for finding us, and welcome to Real Country, Hank FM.